Hachette Audio presents I Am America, and So Can You, written by Stephen Colbert, read by Stephen Colbert and a full cast.
At one time, America was pure. Men were men, women were women, and gays were confirmed bachelors. But somewhere around the late 60s, it became groovy to let it all hang out while you kept on trucking, stopping only to give a hoot. And today, Lady Liberty is under attack from the cable channels, the internet blogs, and the Hollywood celebritocracy out there spewing facts like so many locusts descending on America's crop of ripe, tender values. And as any farmer or biblical scholar will tell you, locusts are damn hard to get rid of. I said on the very first episode of the Colbert Report that together I was going to change the world. And I've kept up my end of the bargain. But it's not changing fast enough. Last time I checked, my supermarket still sold yogurt from France. See a pattern? Turns out it takes more than 30 minutes a night to fix everything that's destroying America. And that's where this audiobook comes in. It's not just some collection of reasoned arguments supported by facts. No, that's the coward's way out. This audiobook is truth. My truth. I deliver my truth hot and hard, fast and furious. So either accept it without hesitation or get out of the way. Because somebody might get hurt and it's not going to be me. Think you can handle it? I'm scared of Koreans. Bam! That's me, off the cuff, blunt and in your face. No editing. I think it. I say it. You hear it. Sometimes I don't even think it. I just say it. Baby carrots are trying to turn me gay. See, I'm not pulling any punches. I'm telling it like it is. Get used to it or turn this audiobook off. Because this audiobook is for America's heroes. And who are the heroes? The people who bought this audiobook. That bears repeating. People who borrow this audiobook are not the heroes. They are no better than welfare queens mooching off the system like card-carrying library card carriers. For the record, we're not offering this audiobook to libraries. No free rides. Okay, now it's my turn to ask a question. What do I want from you? Good question. Just because I haven't put a lot of thought into this audiobook doesn't mean you shouldn't. I want you to listen to this audiobook carefully. Savor my ideas. Memorize pertinent passages. Eat with it. Sleep with it. Let nature take its course. Because what I have dictated here is nothing less than a constitution for the Colbert Nation. And like our founding fathers, I hold my truths to be self-evident, which is why I did absolutely no research. I didn't need to. The only research I needed was a long, hard look in the mirror. For this audiobook is my story. And as such, it is the American story. You know, I'm reminded of the words of Walt Whitman, the 19th century poet, naturalist, and all-around man's man, who through his epic lyricism defined the character of this new nation. He said, "I celebrate myself and sing myself, and what I assume, you shall assume." That I he was talking about? It's me. Bottom line, listen to this book. Be me. I am America. And so can you. My American childhood. My earliest memory is from when I was 3 years old. My mother came into my room. I can still smell the perfume she was wearing, which I assume they don't make anymore because I've spent a lot of time at department stores looking for it. She swooped me up and she told me that she and my father were leaving me. Then she carried me to the living room to meet Ruth. I was not entirely clear on what a babysitter was, so naturally I assumed this old woman was going to replace my parents forever. Well, I was not on board with this plan. I may have only been 3 years old, but I already knew that a family was a mother, a father, the kids, and the pets. There was no room in that model for some ancient crone wearing slacks. And, in my opinion, too many rings. The minute my parents left, I ordered my stuffed animals to attack. No response. So I threw them down the laundry chute and tried my luck with a real animal, our cat, Cleopatra. I carried her to my emergency bunker, the linen closet behind the vacuum cleaner. From there, we could lead the resistance against this new Ruth regime. That's where the enemy struck.